USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Human remains have been found in the shrinking shoreline of Lake Mead as it recedes in the face of a brutal drought gripping the western U.S. In the statement, the National Park Service said the unidentified remains were spotted at Swin Beach in the Lake Mead National Recreation Area late on Monday afternoon. The age of the remains is unknown, and the Park Service said the investigation is ongoing. In a forthcoming memoir, Jared Kushner alleges that former President Donald Trump's second chief of staff, John F. Kelly, was viewed within the White House as a bully with a Jekyll and Hyde demeanor who once shoved his wife, Ivanka Trump, out of his way after a volatile Oval Office meeting. Kelly denies the allegations. Kushner, who served as a senior presidential advisor, writes in Breaking History, a White House memoir, that he and his wife viewed Kelly as consistently duplicitous, but only once did Kelly let his mask fully slip. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A vial of insulin cost $25 in 1995, back when Chris Noble was 5 years old and just learning how to manage his type 1 diabetes with the help of his parents and his doctors. Now, nearly three decades later, Noble says that same vial of insulin costs more than $300, a 12-fold increase for something he and millions like him can't live without. It's as essential as water, Noble said. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the assault weapons ban of 2022. 40,000 Americans die from gunshot wounds every year, and guns have become the top killer of children in the U.S. As President Biden has repeatedly called for, we must do more to stop this gun violence and save lives. In 1994, then-Senator Biden played a leading role in securing a 10-year ban on assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. For those 10 years, mass shootings declined. When the ban expired in 2004, mass shootings tripled. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
In flood-ravaged Ball Creek, Kentucky in Knott County, Fire Chief Benny Bailey says he's gotten several calls from folks across the country with a deeply personal connection. The chief added that locals are also pitching in, even if they lost everything.
It's a humbling thing when you see a guy that comes in and says, my house washed away, but I had this in a storage shed. Somebody might be able to use it. I don't need it anymore.
The U.S. military marked the official arrival of the 101st Airborne Division at a base in Romania on Saturday. The deployment is part of President Biden's plan to boost the U.S. military presence in Europe in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. After a ceremony, U.S. and Romanian troops performed a combined demonstration to show off firepower and air abilities. The military says the 101st, nicknamed the Screaming Eagles, is the only air assault division in the U.S. Army. Commander Major General J.P. McGee says the division is just 198 miles from the fighting in Ukraine.
Being here so close to that fight is exactly where the 101st Airborne Division was destined to be.
5,000 troops from the 101st Airborne Division will be hosted at the airbase. Well, we have a winner. The winning ticket for the Mega Millions game with a $1.34 billion jackpot was sold in Des Plaines, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Illinois Lottery Director Harold May says the winner hasn't come forward yet. He says it's the largest jackpot ever won in that state.
This is the largest jackpot ever won in Illinois and the second largest ever won for the game in the U.S.
I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.